理课堂听 class.com。
9. Electronic commerce. Developing e-commerce. How should we expand our market next? How should we broaden our market next?
I think it's time we should go global.
Do you mean opening more retail outlets?
No, we can sell on the internet.
You are talking about online shopping?
It's information age.We should get into electronic commerce.
E-commerce is precisely a rapidly expanding way of doing business.
We can reach more people without opening new stores.
Yeah, every cyber cafe is a store.
Anyone can walk into a cyber cafe and log on. Anyone can walk into a cyber cafe and go online, point their browser to our website and buy our products.
Barcode and inventory control. Actually, we are already involved in e-commerce.
You mean inventory control rather than selling products?
When the sales clerk scans the barcode, the information on the barcode is transmitted to us.
So every product is coded?
Yes, we can restock it in time this way.
Barcodes indeed give us a lot of what is called real-time information.
If they pay by credit card, we also have a lot of information about them, such as age, sex, and monthly purchases. Customers' confidence. When consumers go online, they need to trust the vendor.
We already have consumer confidence in our product.
But buying online is different from buying in a store.
Yes. Cyber sellers have to develop an environment of trust.
That is because we are asking people to type in their credit card number.
So we will have to have some ways to assure them that the data is secure.
Timing. You are doing pretty well in selling things via the net.
How I wish I had started back in 1995.
Most of the big names in online marketing started back then.
Timing is everything.
What is the best-selling online item today?
Information. It will probably remain this way for the foreseeable future.
Web page design. Now it's time to think about our web page design.
First impression is important.
It is even more important on the internet.
Aren't you computer literate? Aren't you computer savvy?
But I am not artistic at all. We'd better hire a professional. We'd better hire a website designer. E-commerce versus EDI. What's the relationship between e-commerce and EDI?
EDI is only a part of e-commerce.
Would you please describe it in detail?
E-commerce includes not only the online transactions, but also the market investigation, business hunting, keeping in contact with business institutions and supplier, cooperative designing of products.
Oh, the activities involved in e-commerce are more flexible, extensive, and all-rounded.
EDI is to interchange the electronic data among the computers of the trading partners,and to handle the trading business automatically.
Is customs electronic declaration one form of EDI?
Yes. No paper trading is favored. Paper documents will gradually disappear.
Traditional tabulating and settlement of exchange are too slow.
Do you know Singapore has done away with all paper trading documents?And EDI must be used in customs declaration without exception?
Will this lead to a global business revolution?
I think so. The global transactions will be faster, more efficient and accurate, and in great quantity at that time.
Ordering by email. The client I met at trade shows only purchased a small number of samples.
Don't worry. They will place large orders via email.
Email seems to have taken the place of fax and telephone.
That's because it is cheaper.
Yes. Overseas customers can book return visits without having to pay for international telephone calls.
You could send new product offerings to attract additional orders.
Ah, I have to make good use of the modern equipment. Sales website. I have made several deals through email recently.
Good news. Then you should consider developing a website.
Will the potential clients place orders with us after they see the product information on the site?
It is not necessarily the case, but they can search websites to identify potential suppliers and contact them afterwards.
Then any advice on setting up a website?
The most important is that your website can be easily found through search engines.
Ah, if I have to spend 20 minutes looking for a particular site, I may stop before I find it.
Reducing the time spent looking for a website can increase the satisfaction of the customers.
Anxieties about online shopping. It seems that clients are reluctant to purchase online.
It's understandable. The customer can't actually touch or feel a product, which increases the risk of the purchase.
How to get rid of their worry?
It's advisable for companies to focus on creating a positive and reliable brand name.
Ah, people usually set their heart at rest when it comes to goods with a brand.
If the website has high-quality pictures, it will also reduce the perceived risk.
Ah, moreover, I am more likely to purchase the product if I know that returning the product will be easy and at no expense.
So having a lenient or fair return system will lower the perceived risk involved.
Companies can also focus on the convenience of online buying.
Yes, if it takes a long time for this action, customers may buy the product through a local retail outlet.
Winning customers. How to make our site appealing to new customers?
We could try registration incentives.
Please explain them in detail.
For instance, contests, promotions, and demos are some of the incentives we can provide to get new customers to register or purchase products or services.
Anything else?
We could give incentive to current customers to introduce new customers. It's a cost-effective way.
Well, if existing customers are happy with the products or services they are receiving, and see value in the incentive provided, they are happy to refer others.
Word of mouth is really important.
Appeal of e-commerce. The appeal of web-based retail is that it seems to have fewer barriers to entry than other sales channels. You can have lower startup costs, wider distribution capabilities.
Are the goods people buy on the internet usually less expensive than at the market?
Yes. Efficiency means lower cost for the company, and that lower cost eventually translated into lower cost for consumers, for the cars and furniture, and the things they buy in the world.
If the internet can deliver a better price to business, business can deliver a better price to consumers.
That's true.
Are there many online transactions?
Yes, it is reported consumers bought billions worth of goods on the internet last year.
E-commerce has a very bright future, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Even farmers are beginning to do business over the internet, buying and selling everything from seed to fertilizer to entire herds of cattle.
In an increasingly global and increasingly competitive economy, there must be more and more business engaged in e-commerce.